And so I don't know if you got that, what was going on, but it was like it sounded nice, and then it was a bomb.
Welcome back to the season finale of season 3 of The Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris N., here this evening with Joe Anderson.
That's right.
Thanks again for being here, Joe.
That was me on the teeth. That was me playing my teeth coming back in. No one would have guessed that.
One of the classic instruments.
That's right. One of our God-given instruments.
Second part of the show is a series of mini-segments, games, different things. And the first segment is called Let's Play Elimination Challenge. And this is the finale for Elimination Challenge. It's been a game that's been played in every episode of the season. I started out with a list, well, three lists of 13 different things, 13 movies, 13 television shows, and 13 comedians. And okay. Every episode, the guest eliminates one of the items on the list.
Okay.
So it is up to you, Joe, to decide who the winner is.
Oh, okay.
So if you wouldn't mind, please going over
each
list, talking about the two remaining items, and then deciding who the winner is.
Okay, great. So we're movies. The movies category, what we're left with right now is Wayne's World and Groundhog Day. And I'm trying to be okay with the fact that The Jerk has been crossed out. But I'm going to get past that, and I'm focused on the fact that Wayne's World and Groundhog Day are left. And I'm going to go with Wayne's World. I'm going to keep Wayne's World. I'm going to cross out Groundhog Day. And that's going to make some people upset as
probably
well.
Get a lot of letters about that.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Bill Murray, and I do like the movie an okay amount. But my memories of watching Wayne's World are so glee-filled that I had to save it.
And you crossed it out and made your mark next to it so we know?
I did.
All right.
TV shows. The remaining shows are Parks and Rec and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And again, I'm ready for the anger, but I'm going to cross out It's Always Sunny.
Ooh.
And they always yell so much anyway. Like, it'll just, anyone yelling about it will just make me think that it's the show. And I don't even know if I technically like Parks and Rec more, but I guess maybe part of me does. I do love Amy Poehler and Aziz, so. All right, Parks and Rec it is. Comedians, okay. What are we left with? Robin Williams and Dave Chappelle. That's very easy for me. I will cross off Robin Williams. I've only seen Chappelle a couple times, but I do think he's, you know, unbelievably funny when he's unbelievably funny. And pretty big fan of Chappelle's show, so yeah.
It makes our winners for the season Wayne's World, Parks and Rec, and Dave Chappelle. And just out of curiosity, to kind of wrap the snake around onto its own tail, from the original lists, which would you have picked to win?
So movies, Airplane was on there too. That's pretty fun. I would have picked either Spinal Tap or The Jerk to win. For the movies. TV shows. I mean, there's some good ones on here. Don't get me wrong. I mean, Arrested Development was on here. Seinfeld was on here.
That was the U.S. version of The Office.
I saw that. I did notice that delineation there. I mean, with the age of some of the other, most of the other people that were on here, I guess I maybe would have expected still Arrested Development to win. Just like enough people love it. Yeah. I guess Arrested Development, that would have, yeah. Or The Simpsons, I mean, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's epic.
Yeah. Comedians, you know, like all, you know, like the great comedians are on this list, so. I'm fine with Chappelle winning. I mean, Chris Rock's great. Bill Burr, big fan, obviously. And Steve Martin as well, but. Did Zach? He did. Zach crossed out The Jerk and Steve Martin.
I don't think he had seen The Jerk, if I'm recalling correctly.
But if he doesn't like Steve Martin, he probably wouldn't have liked The Jerk.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
All right. That was the finale of Elimination Challenge. It was interesting to see that play out over the season.
See ya, Elimination Challenge. You've been eliminated.
This next segment is called Improv Scene Suggestion Suggestions.
Okay.
So I go to many, many improv shows.
Yeah.
And they're always asking for suggestions.
They do and that.
I don't always have good ones.
Uh-huh.
So I'd like yours, please. If you could please give me a location.
Okay. A laboratory.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
How about a small, like, a little, like, basket kiosk? Like, a little kiosk. They're selling baskets.
Hmm. A noun.
Tent.
A verb.
I'm terrible. I'm tired. That's not your fault. That's my fault that I'm tired. It's the world's fault that I'm terrible. How about... no, not messy. That's not a verb.
I think that's an adjective? That's an
adjective, so...
I'm so bad at grammar.
Yeah, so let's just say... isn't blue, though? Why am I...
Hmm?
Isn't blue? Like, if... Like, that... The color blue? Past tense blue? Of...
Blown?
No, not... Oh. No, not the past tense of blown. What, you said a verb.
An action word.
Right. So... So then that's why you went with the past tense of blown. which would be blue.
Is it blowed?
Blowed. I guess, like, is it throwing?
Yes.
Okay.
A color.
I'll go green instead of purple.
An occupation.
A teddy bear salesman or salesperson.
Mm. A relationship between two people.
How about a hobo and the owner of a railroad company.
Hmm. A word, any word.
Terrific.
The last thing you paid money for.
This won't surprise some of my friends. Two giant chocolate chip cookies.
Hmm. Were they... soft or hard?
They were soft with like that nice crispy just little thin crust. Mm. They're from the Cake Bakery.
Where?
The Cake Bakery on Fulton, kind of by Diamond. Oh, it's really good. It's
between... By like that Kangaroo place?
Maybe.
Kangaroo Catering?
I think so.
Is that on the east or the west side of Diamond?
The west side, between Eastern and Diamond.
By that donut place? Or is it that donut place?
No.
Like by Little Africa?
I don't think they do donuts.
It was like Little Africa. There's a coffee shop in there now.
It's on the other side of the street from the coffee shop.
Huh.
And a little closer to Eastern.
Huh.
It's kind of new, their location there.
All right.
But you'd be hard-pressed to find a better cookie.
Oh.
Yeah.
A genre of movie.
How about a sad thriller?
Hmm. An emotion.
Thrilled.
An emoji.
Exploding happy face.
The first line of dialogue.
I didn't pay for it, but I do want it.
Hmm. A page number.
43.
A place you might go on a first date.
Are you sponsored by the Jambal Park Zoo at all?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But
so,
maybe
yeah,
soon.
Yeah. The Jambal Park Zoo.
They just got red pandas, or a red panda at least.
And who doesn't, you know, who likes red pandas? Dates.
Yeah. Check it out. A place you might go on vacation.
Costa Rica.
That could be a fun vacation.
It was.
Oh, you went?
I went once.
Ah.
It was the most relaxed I've ever been in my life.
What part of the country did you go to?
It was by Limon.
So the Caribbean side.
The Caribbean side.
Yeah.
It was great.
Puerto Viejo?
Yes.
Ah.
Very close to that.
That is a beautiful part of the country.
Yeah.
A problem.
Too many shoes.
That's a tough problem. I have that. I'm trying to fix it, but it's hard. An animal.
Let's go with a skunk. Because they get a bad rap.
You think that's partially because of Pepe Le Pew?
Yeah, and just kind of the, you know, what they do and how they smell.
Mm.
So
I like the smell.
Well, then this is the show for them.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
A flask shaped like a cell phone.
Hmm. Three objects that might be in the same room.
A terribly made Congo drum. A box full of records. And an empty bottle of cheap rum.
The last thing you ate.
Giant chocolate chip cookies.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Giant chocolate. No. The price of gas.
It's too cheap, right?
No, it's not cheap enough. See, we just did it. We got in an argument.
Something you are scared of.
What am I scared of? I'm kind of scared of dogs. Like, I love dogs, but I'm also a little bit dog shy.
Hmm. The title of a movie that has not been made.
Pressing buttons never hurt anyone.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
win the lottery again.
That was improv scene suggestions.
Now you can sell those to an improv group.
I'm just going to use them.
Or use them.
In upcoming shows. Possibly at Dog Story Theater at 7 p.m. on Mondays for only $5.
I'll prepare my best skunk scenes.
Or maybe Fictional Friends Improv at Mulligan's on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. in the back room. This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics. So if you could please read me these song lyrics in the style of spoken word poetry or whichever style you would most prefer.
Is this all one song?
That is one song.
I'm doing the whole song?
Please.
My gosh, it's a
great song.
All right. I see what the song is. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules, I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. It's a cool place. They say it gets colder. You've bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the meteor men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire. How about yours? That's the way I like it, and I never get bored. Somebody once asked, could I spare some change for gas? I need to get myself away from this place. I said, yep. What a concept. I could use a little fuel myself, and we could all use a little change. Well, the years start coming, and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules, and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. Go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
Thank you.
It is at least better as a spoken word.
It's possibly one of the greatest songs of all time. Low probability, but it's possible.
Yeah, let's leave it possible. Yep.
This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you get one chance to guess what my number is.
And you definitely have a number.
It's been the same number every episode.
Has anyone ever guessed it?
No. If they did, the segment would be over forever and they would win a fabulous prize. It's a whole number, so no fractions.
300,000.
300,000 even?
300,000 even, Christopher.
Sorry, that is incorrect. You did get one digit correct.
Okay.
But it is in the incorrect decimal place.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, no, I know what the number is now, but I'm not going to say it now. No.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
This next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom.
Okay.
So I have a list of the first parts of different common phrases.
Uh-huh.
If you could please complete them in your own fashion.
Sure.
Keep calm and
put the gun down.
When it rains, it
makes everything better.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than...
to never ask any questions in your entire life.
A penny saved...
is... cash in hand.
If at first you don't succeed...
stop trying.
Wow. So cynical. Out of the frying pan and...
into my mouth.
I think that might have been done before.
Yeah?
Yeah, normally there haven't been too many repeats, but I think...
I hope it was another one who really appreciates food.
Yeah, that's a logical conclusion. Flattery will get you...
pictures taken of you.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
that you don't care.
Yep. What goes around...
you'll see again.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's...
the size of the dog fighting ring that you go to regularly, but no one judges you for.
Life is like a box of...
yeah, chocolates. I'm not going to change that. All I want is more chocolate.
Technically against the rules, but the answer is so good, I have to agree with it. Stop, drop, and...
stop, drop, and lollipop.
Ooh. That would be a good dance.
Sounds like one.
Yeah. Should be a pop song.
Yeah.
Make hay while...
the machine still works.
The only thing we have to fear is...
when we open our eyes.
Ooh. That's terrifying. Wubba lubba.
Etc., etc.
A bird in the hand is worth...
keeping and mounting above your fireplace.
Knick-knack paddywhack, give a dog...
a home.
Aww. I want to say someone did that one also.
I hope it's... if it's the same person, definitely let me know. Because if I did the same answer as... if I did multiple same answers as another person and we're not friends, then I should need to...
I want to say that one was Liz, but I'm not entirely certain.
Okay.
Because I haven't published that episode yet, so I haven't listened to it.
Okay.
Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Liz.
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt. I'll try to do better. If life hands you lemons...
you should use restorative mouthwash because lemons are tough on enamel.
It's great advice. When in Rome...
try the pizza.
Forgive and...
for all.
The journey of 1,000 miles...
is free if you've got enough points on your credit card.
Yeah. It's not what you look at that matters. It's...
how long you look at it.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%...
financial freedom.
Yeah. Knowledge speaks... but wisdom
pays the bills.
That was words of wisdom. This next segment is called Please Read Me NPR. So here I have an excerpt of an NPR article. If you wouldn't mind, please reading that to me in the style of an NPR host? Commentator? I'm not sure the term for that.
All right. Controllers at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory sent a final command Friday morning to the Cassini spacecraft orbiting Saturn. Not long after, accounting for the vast difference the message traveled, the order was received, putting the craft into a suicidal swan dive in which it plummeted into the ringed planet's atmosphere. Flight director Julie Webster called loss of signal at about 7:55 a.m. Eastern Time, followed by project manager Earl Mays announcing end of mission as the spacecraft began to break up in Saturn's atmosphere. Congratulations to you all, Mays announced to applause. It's been an incredible mission, incredible spacecraft, and you're all an incredible team. With Cassini running on empty and no gas station for about a billion miles, NASA decided to go out Thelma and Louise style. But rather than careen into a canyon, the plucky probe took a final plunge into the object of its obsession. Just how obsessed. Its 13-year mission to explore the strange world of Saturn went on nearly a decade longer than planned. It completed 293 orbits of the planet, snapped 400,000 photos, collected 600 gigabytes of data, discovered at least 7 new moons, descended into the famed rings, and sent its Huygens lander to a successful 2005 touchdown on the surface of yet another moon, Titan. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exciting times that we live in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exploring our solar system.
Finally, Thelma and Louise getting the recognition they deserve in that story.
Definitely. This next segment is called Let's Play Who Dat Joe.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a couple hints, and then I would like for you to please tell me who dat Joe.
Okay.
Some of them are fictional, some of them are real.
I'll be terrible at this, but I'm fine with doing it publicly.
The most likable VP of all time.
Joe Biden.
Correct. The rest of that, I'm only going to complete it because I thought it was kind of clever.
Yeah.
Is also, you might be doing this to your time.
Oh, Biden, yeah.
Biden,
your time.
Yeah. A Field of Dreams.
Oh, yeah. Shoeless Joe.
Oh, we didn't get the last name.
And you're not going to.
Okay. It was Jackson.
There you go.
Fear Factor, UFC, The Blank Experience.
It's Joe Rogan?
Yes.
Yeah.
An arena, a boxer, the Brown Bomber.
I didn't expect to get any of these. Joe Lewis?
Correct. Famous for his friends, How You Doing?
Oh, right. Joey Tribbiani.
Correct. A Yankee, married to Marilyn Monroe, Jolton.
A Yankee? I was going to say Joe Namath. So just my apologies for almost saying Joe Namath. I have no idea.
Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio. Of course.
Quarterback. A state.
Joe Montana.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown? I amuse you?
Right. Is that Pesci?
Correct.
Yeah.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Cotton Eye Joe. That's my favorite one so far, just so you know.
Hit record. Third Rock, Robin.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Yes.
Okay.
Great Mustache, Soviet, Revolutionary.
Oh, is it Joseph Stalin?
Correct. Johnny, Tommy, Dee Dee, Rock and Roll.
Johnny, Tommy,
and Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Rock and Roll.
Oh, wait. The only person I can think of is Joe Satriani. Is like a big guitar player.
Right? Joey Ramone.
Joey Ramone. Okay. Sorry.
You would want this guy to do your propaganda if he weren't a Nazi.
I don't know.
Joseph Goebbels.
Okay. I hate him. Right? We hate him?
We all hate him.
Okay, great.
Because you're not a Trump supporter, right?
No. And okay. Right. But I can hate him for other reasons, too.
For being German?
Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, I would look for more details, but...
Yeah. Dear Tay, Spade, Mullet.
Joe Dirt.
Correct. Husband of Mary, father to the man himself.
Wait. Joseph of... what would it be?
Also, the modern term for him is what I was looking for.
What? I don't know.
That was a bad one. Saint Joseph.
Okay.
Yeah, I that's on me.
It's all right.
It's my bad.
We'll blame Josh Heller.
I won't.
I've already done it.
Oh, boy. He'll fight for freedom wherever there is trouble. A real American hero. Cobra.
Oh, G.I. Joe.
Correct. And that was...
All right.
Who Dat Joe. You did very well.
I did, yeah, not bad. Not bad. You had good clues. I can't take much of the credit.
This next segment is called Elevator Pitch.
Okay.
So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea. A movie, stand-up bit, invention, political, whatever you want to sell me on, you've got 30 seconds or so to do it.
Okay. I think that there are a lot of people, maybe even a majority of people, that wish oatmeal chocolate chip cookies were more readily available. People love oatmeal, the texture in cookies, but what they are almost always given as an option is oatmeal raisin. Now, some people like oatmeal raisin, but I believe that everyone would embrace oatmeal chocolate chip cookies if they were made available in a more common sense sort of way. So I believe, obviously, it's going to benefit the oatmeal manufacturers of America. And even if we have to do some price, supportive, subsidizing early on, in the long run, the sales are going to be, they're going to be astronomical.
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Rolled or steel cut?
For the cookies?
Yes.
For the cookies, I'm going to go rolled.
I'm in. Sold. I didn't know you fucked with oats. That's good to know.
Yeah.
I'm a big oat guy.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
Like to go into the religious aspects of the oat industry.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, me too.
Great. I'm glad we have that in common.
Mm-hmm.
This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for the Don't We Boys. So if you could please improvise a short audio style ad, such as you might hear on the radio, for the Don't We Boys. I'd also like to note that it was improvise an ad for .. which is the Heller ellipsis. We haven't talked about that yet. Josh is the inventor and proponent of Heller ellipsis.
Yes, I have heard of.
Reducing a traditional three-period ellipsis down to two to save on time and ink, and it's just vastly superior. And I'm a big proponent of.
I've heard of it. I'm not willing to throw my weight behind it yet.
That's all right. That's fair. Yeah. I wasn't looking for an endorsement.
But. Yeah. It's like a radio ad for the Don't We Boys.
Okay. Yes, please.
Honey, we never do anything together anymore.
Well, that's because I don't love you the way I used to.
Well, you know that when we used to love each other more, we used to go out. We used to go to the comedy clubs, and we used to go see plays. I wish there was something that could bring those two things together, and also you and I.
You know, honey, I was just forced to watch a video that wouldn't let me click off it on Facebook by a group called the Don't We Boys. Oh, they're playing locally.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go by yourself this time, and if it's any good, I'll go with you next weekend.
I love you.
Well, okay. The Don't We Boys, coming to a city near you. By force.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This next segment is called Affirmation. So, Joe, you are extremely entertaining to watch. I always appreciate your attention to detail, especially with your space work and object work. Thank you for being a role model to our community.
Well, thanks, Chris.
This next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
My grandma making me grilled cheese sandwiches.
Mm. Did she put on tomato or was
no,
it
with but it was with
soup or just straight up
grilled it's cheese? Weird. I remember she made them with what's called, I think it was called brick cheese.
Mm.
Is that a type of cheese that you've ever heard of?
B-R-I-Q-U-E?
I don't know. She definitely made them sometimes with Munster cheese, so maybe. What I remember about it is like it wasn't a super flavorful cheese, but it was so stretchy.
Mm.
And as a child, that was like a big part of the success of the sandwich.
Yeah,
was how stretchy the cheese was.
Good texture.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Honestly, it might be going to Costa Rica again. I'm not often very relaxed, and it was literally the most relaxed I've ever been in my life, and I probably should be relaxed again soon. So I think it might be that.
Nice. This next segment is called Plug Social Media in Upcoming Events. So if there are any social media accounts or upcoming events that you'd like to shout out, now's the time to do that, please.
Sure. Just the Don't We Boys is the main thing, so that I'm usually pushing. We have a couple things we're still working on. We're going down to the Hell Yes Fest in New Orleans in November, which will be fun. And watch out in 2018, because I was in two Talking Dog kids movies this summer, and those are coming out in 2018. So I don't get any money if you rent them or stream them, but I think you'll enjoy it.
And the final segment of the show is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
It's so different for the different types of comedy. I guess with stand-up, I would say prepare more than you think you should. For sketch, I guess I would say write everything down. like just write everything down, just funny things. And for improv, the thing that people have heard me say before is talk less and less often.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. And thank you so much for spending your time here with me this evening. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast. Final audio test, hopefully, for season 3, episode 12.
Yep, we both drew a line in the sand and decided we wouldn't do any more after this, no matter how bad it sounds.
Thank you for bringing that sand, by the way.
Yeah.